This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has identified its strength and capabilities in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Addressing an event organized in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said countries are coming forward to finalize trade deals with India. He said India earlier used to ape the West and seek Western validation, which is no longer the case. Mr. Modi said even after independence, the country could not come out of this mindset. The Prime Minister stressed that India is now no longer under policy paralysis. He said the government is working tirelessly to build robust manufacturing capabilities.
कुछ लोग चौंक गए हैं, विकसित देश भारत से ट्रेड डील्स करने में इतने उत्सुक क्यों हैं? इसका उत्तर है हताशा निराशा से बाहर निकल रहा आत्मविश्वासी भारत। अगर देश आज भी 2014 से पहले वाली निराशा में होता फ्रेजाइल फाइव में गिना जाता पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से गिरा होता तो कौन हमारे साथ ट्रेड डील्स करता लेकिन बीते 11 वर्षों में देश की चेतना में नई ऊर्जा का प्रवाह हुआ है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papilloma virus vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in country's public health journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The nationwide HPV vaccination program directly addresses this challenge by preventing HPV infection before it can progress to cancer. Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during 2025-26 is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 22-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that interests of countries' agricultural and MSMEs sector have been kept paramount in the Indo-US interim trade deal. He said all sensitive issues related to farmers, dairy, poultry, fishermen, MSME, handloom and all labor-intensive sectors have been kept in mind. Addressing an event in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that the deal will safeguard the interests of the sensitive sectors of the country. The Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti 2026 was held yesterday at the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan. The exercise showcased the IAF's combat readiness with coordinated day-to-dusk-to-night operations in a near-realistic battle scenario. Frontline fighter jets, transport aircraft and helicopters carried out precision strikes on designated targets. Sukhoi 30 MKI and MiG-29 aircraft executed simulated attacks while the Akash surface-to-air missile system engaged aerial targets, demonstrating the force's multi-layered air defense capability. Afghanistan has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan yesterday, escalating tensions between the two neighbors. Russian news agency TASS reported that Afghan armed forces struck a nuclear facility and a military base in the Kakul village near Abbottabad in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said hundreds of dead and injured have been taken to a hospital in Islamabad. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. Opting to bat first, New Zealand scored 159 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.